Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Well, the Anthony Friedman stable have got Santa Ana Lane and Scholes heading towards the premiere on the way to the Everest. And Sam is joining us. Morning to you, Sam.
Morning, Andrew.
Gee, it's a build-up, this premiere on Saturday, mate.
Yeah, no, it's shaping like a mini Everest, isn't it?
It is for sure. Bring us up to date. I know you were at Flemington this morning and Santa Ana Lane had a bit of a spin around.
Yeah, he did. He completed his last piece of work before the race on Saturday, and Ben Mellon came in and rode him. He just improved, up his last 600 and did it really nicely just on the bit. And we're really happy with the work.
Are you comfortable with his progression?
Yeah, definitely. Look, he's obviously still not fully wound up, but he's come on for his first up run. He's tightened up for that. And the trip away to Sydney will bring him on again, as he always does when he travels. So he'll run a very big race on Saturday.
Yeah. And what about Scholes?
Yeah, she's tightened up as well. She was quite big first up. We've done quite a bit of work with her, and she obviously had a good hit out at the trials last week. And she's going to go into that race, with improvement again to come. But she'll acquit herself really well, like she always does, and getting out to the 1200 will certainly suit her as well.
Just with Scholes, you were thinking originally about the Moya, but you just felt, obviously, Anthony felt that get them to Sydney.
Yeah, no, it was. We saw that she was just run up her feet over the 1,000, and the way the Everest is shaping up, there's going to be such good speed in the race that you really will need to be able to run a very strong 1,200, especially at Randwick. So we just thought, get them up there, they can settle in, have their run up there, and she needs to get out to the 1,200 now, and the Moya was just going to be a bit too sharp for her again.
Understand. Are they two different types of sprinters?
They are. Look, Scholes is obviously very versatile. She's very small but strong, and she's got very good gate speed, and she can obviously sit anywhere in the run. She can roll forward or sit midfield or worse. She takes a lot of work. You need to keep it up to her because she's quite a gross little filly. She does very well. And Santa Ana Lane's he's a very big horse. He's about 550 kilos at racing weight. And he can deceive you a little bit. He's quite a big roly-poly looking horse, but he doesn't take probably as much work as Scholes does. And obviously he's a little bit one-dimensional in that he gets back in his races and he needs a strong speed on, but he's obviously got that very big finish on him.
You would have been thrilled with his finish there in the Heath. Ball of muscle, and the form around ball of muscle might not read too bad. Heading into the Moya on Friday night, but it's come back to Sydney and won again. But Santa Ana Lane was really powering home late.
Yeah, exactly. No, I don't think he could have done much more from where he was on the turn, and we weren't sure if he was going to feature in the screen towards the end of the race, but he flashed home really well, and Ben Mellon was wrapped with him, and he feels he's only been coming on since that run, so we couldn't be happier with him at the moment.
Good stuff. I think that line might have just dropped out. We'll try and get Sam back online just for a couple more, and they've got a couple of other entries. I'd love to ask him about Declaration of Heart, who's entered on Sunday for the Caulfield Guineas Prelude, and just one or two others. As soon as we get the field through for these races, Brett Devine will bring it to us on air. Not quite through at this stage. Sam, you were just talking about just Santa Ana Lane. In summary, you're very happy.
Yeah, no, he's come on for the run, and Ben Mellon's been coming in and doing all his track work and making the effort to do that. So, and he's confident the horse is in a very good headspace at the moment. So it's all about just keeping him in that good frame of mind, and he'll certainly be right there in the finish.
What's the stable done with Ambitious?
He's going to go around in the Underwood on Sunday.
Yep.
We just decided to wait for this race. We were going to run him last week, but get a little bit of extra work into him, and he's in really good order. Been really happy with him. I think we'll obviously see the best of him when he gets out to the mile and a half, but he can run a very bold race on Sunday. Obviously a very hot field, but he's going nicely.
And what about Declaration of Heart? There's been talk about how how much potential he's got. Have you worked out where he might run on the weekend?
Yeah, he's going to run in the Guineas Prelude on Sunday. He's come on again for that run. He's big, gross colt and takes a lot of work. And I think the gate just beat him last start. And he's an exciting horse. So, you know, hopefully he can measure up to a Caulfield Guineas. I know the Autumn Sun was obviously very impressive. But, look, we're hoping he can be a live chance in that sort of race.
Okay. Are those two, Shoals and Santa Ana Lane, the only two that you've got in Sydney on the weekend?
Yes, that's correct.
I was only going to ask because that Happy Moment, it must be an interesting horse, a nine-year-old bought by well-known clients to the Freedman Stable, and he's had a couple of trials. He must be okay, is he?
Yeah, he is. He's, I think Aussie Kier bought him, and he's sort of gifted him to a few of his staff, and he's sort of a horse for them to have a bit of fun with, and he tried up nicely last week. We're actually going to run him at Mornington in the Ansett over a mile and a half. So, he's got a lovely nature, and they'll have a bit of fun with him. He seems to show, you know, a nice ability.
Yep, well, all right. We'll watch for him as a former Japanese horse running on Saturday at Mornington. Sam, thanks for your time. We look forward to seeing two of these horses in the premiere on Saturday.
All right, cheers, Andrew.
Thanks.